Today, the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean is divided into two separate nations, Haiti and the Dominican Republic. In the early 1500s, the whole island had been invaded and forced to become a colony of Spain. Hispaniola was ruled by a Spanish governor, Nicolás de Ovando. In 1508, Governor Ovando sent one of the Spanish men living on Hispaniola to explore the nearby island of Borinquen, which the Spanish called San Juan Bautista, but today is called Puerto Rico. The man's name was Juan Ponce de León. The Spanish governor considered the island of Hispaniola and the people there to be the property of his king and queen. The Spaniards had heard that there was gold in Borinquen, and they wanted all the gold they could get. Any they found had to be shared with King Ferdinand II and Queen Isabella I of Spain. But that still left plenty for a conquistador, or conqueror, to keep for himself. In 1509, Juan Ponce de León returned to Hispaniola from Puerto Rico. Governor Ovando was eager to learn what he had seen and done there. Juan reported that he and his team of 50 men had founded a new settlement they called Caparra. The Taíno people who already lived in Puerto Rico were no match for Juan's soldiers and their guns. Governor Ovando was very pleased with Juan's report. The Spanish had already taken over the island of Hispaniola, enslaving the indigenous people who lived there. Now, he hoped the Spanish could also rule Puerto Rico. Governor Ovando rewarded 35-year-old Juan by making him the first governor of Puerto Rico. He would pay him a good salary. He said that Juan could take a large piece of land in Puerto Rico and build a house on it. He could force the native people of the island to help him build it and work the land. The people of Puerto Rico did not have any choice in the matter. Juan was thrilled with his new title and the riches that came with it, land, power, and gold. These were the reasons that Juan had left his home in Spain and traveled across the Atlantic Ocean to a world he had never seen before.